We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. We are beginning three lines from the top of Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Tanu Rabbanu, learn to the Braisa. Mocholoi Bayis, someone sells a house, or Mocholoi Soda, someone sells a Soda. Ein Meid Loi Aleha. He cannot say Eidus on it if there's an error. For example, if I sell something to someone, I sell something to Reuven, and now someone comes and says it's his. I can't say Eidus on that it belongs to Reuven. But Pnei Shachri Yisa Alav, which sounds like the reason is because if someone takes away from Reuven, they'll come back to me. So therefore, I want to stick up that it belongs to Reuven, so I can't say Eidus on that. Machaloi Paro, Machaloi Talis, if you sell a Paro or Talis, not a Bayis Sada, but a Paro or Talis, which is Metaltlim made Loyola, you could say Eidus. But Pnei Shachri Yisa Alav, because no Achrayis, if someone takes from him, you won't have to take care of it. So, afraid the Gemara, Maishta Reishta, Maishta Sefer. What's the difference? If you're responsible, if someone takes away from Reuven, so then you can't say Eidus on it. If you're not responsible, you could say Eidus. Now, what's the difference if it's Karka or Metalkam? Why punktir does it is a Christ, there's no Christ? Well, like Maishta Reishta, Maishta Sefer. Why was assuming that here there is a Christ, here's no Christ? Like the Rashbam says, so what make up your mind? Like it makes no difference if it's karkum and talkum. It's a question if it has a chryis or not. This is a kasha, I understand this price, so we have to understand it. And therefore, Rav Sheshes is going to explain it in a whole different way that you read it. And this way, we'll have a pshat. First, the Gemara is explaining pshat and the Reisha, and then the Gemara will talk about the Sefer momentarily. So Amar Rav Sheshes. So what the Reisha says is you cannot say Eidus on a field that was sold. Sounds like you sold it, and you can't say Eidus on it. Why not? Because you're negev Eidus. So Rav Sheshes is a case like this. Amar Rav Sheshes. Reisha Beruvein Shagazal Sodom Hashimin. It's important to just the Gemara here. And that doesn't always do this. Gives you names. It's good to make sure you remember these names. So the Reisha is talking like this. Reuven Shagazal Sodom Hashimin. Reuven stole a Sodom Hashimin. So Shimon's the Nigzal. He's the original owner. Shimon's the original owner, Marikama. Reuven stole a field from Shimon, Umachra Levi, and he sold it to Levi. But also Yehuda become Ma'ar. And Yehuda comes and being Ma'ar on this field that Levi has. Now remember, Shimon holds it's his because it was stolen. So Reuven stole from Shimon. Reuven sold to Levi. Now Yehuda comes and he is saying to Levi, this is my property. So the Shaila is, could Shimon say Eidus? Could Shimon say Eidus on this property that does not belong to Yehuda? The Lelezel Shimon la'asle Levi, the nichalei the hadra. He's not allowed to say Eidus for Levi to keep it by Levi because if it's good for him to keep it by Levi, and therefore he's negay of Eidus. The Gemara doesn't explain. Mar first asks that if he's being made that it belongs to Levi because he wants to take it away from Yehuda, once he says it belongs to Levi, so he'll never get it back. Shimon's claiming he's the Nigzal. Reuven sold from him, sold to Levi. Now, Yehuda's coming and saying it's his. Now, Shimon's going to go and say, you know what? I know it's Levi's. Once you say, I know it's Levi's, you're Maida. Now you can't be, you can't get it back for yourself anymore. You mean Maida is Levi's. So what are we talking about here?
Okay, so why can't you say this that Levi stole from him?
Levi didn't steal from him, actually. Here, Reuven stole from Shimon, and Reuven sold to Levi. And now, Yehuda is coming as Ma'ara.
What would
Shimon say? Eidus, that I know him and he's coming with another aid, obviously. We know that for 10 years Levi owns it. Whatever the story is. Levi owns it, huh?
Doesn't help Shimon anything,
exactly. So what's the problem here? It says Shimon can't say Eidus. So it says if Shimon's going to say Eidus, it's not belonging to Levi. What's going to help? If Kimon the acid laid the Levi, he has to be able to take it away from him. And for the Gemara, that the saying Eidus like this, the Omar, him and other Eid saying, Yadana the high ara the love the Yehudihi. Me and this other Eid, we know this does not belong to Yehuda. How do you do that? So the Rashbam says, either you passel the Eid of Yehuda Gazlanu. So you come and say, him and other Eid come and say, this Eid of Yehuda is a Gazlan. It's a Gazlan. Or he says they never, his tiny that he said doesn't make no sense. He brings a raya, it makes no sense. So what he did was, he disqualified Yehuda. And he said, is disqualifying Yehuda? That's called a negev adava because I want to take it back, so I want to get Yehuda out of here. So that therefore it's called negev adava. The omer yadana the hayarad loved Yehudi. For the Gemara, whatever your edus is, over whose chusu to come after the Levi left from Yehuda. The same way you have a power to get away from Yehuda, take it away from Levi also. So why don't you just come? It should be straight to you. What's the he's saying this, that you have a plan to get away from Levi, right? What you're doing is you're saying Yehuda's Edom apostle. Why? Because you want it by Levi. By Levi, you have a plan to get it back to yourself. How? You're going to bring a raya, the Am Demari Kama. Shimon's going to say, Am Demari Kama. I have Edom that Reuven took it away from me, and then I'll get it back right myself. So why don't you, Mali Atzar Azoyes, why don't I just go to Yehuda and say, right now, I'm going to bring Edom one time, that it's mine, and it's not yours. I have Edom, obviously, that belongs to me. Shimon has Edom. We're at Negev Adav. He has his own Edom that belongs to Shimon. So why does he use that power to get away from Yehuda in the first place? What does he have to go bring? He's saying Edom is that Yehuda's Edom apostle. He gets it back to Levi. And then he also brings his rayas that belongs to him. What does he have to do this for? Who's chus to come after Levi? With that chus, he's taking it away from Levi. Lifkom Yehuda. Let him take away from Yehuda. Samar says, no, which means Levi's easier to deal with than Yehuda. So first I'm going to disqualify Yehuda, get it to Levi, and then I'm going to use my other package that says that it belongs to me, and I'm going to get it back. So the bottom line is how we're touching the Braisa. Remember, we just touched the Raisa now. The Raisa said, Machaloi Bayis, Machaloi Sada, he made Loyalah, Peshach Rusa. So the way you read it like this, Machaloi Bayis means the Ganiv that stole it from Shimon, he sold it to Levi. Shimon doesn't say, which means Reuven sold it to Levi, Shimon doesn't say Edus on it, Peshach Rusa. What does that mean? So the Rashbam explains what it means. Shach Rusa love means because the Achri Usoi and Soifai of the Nigzal is on the Lekeach. He's going to come back to the Lekeach. Therefore, he can't say this that it goes away from Yehuda to the Levi. To Levi. Again, he's saying like this. Machloi buys Machloi Sada. If Reuven sells the field to Levi and then Yehuda's Me'arer, ain't made a law. Shimon doesn't say this. Why? Because Achri Usoi law. Because Shimon's Achrayas is on that property of Levi and therefore he can't say this on it. That's the taich in the ratio of this brisa. Another teretz to why he'd rather have it by Levi and not just take it away from Yehuda with his rayas that belongs to him is the Bayisema. The Bayisema could go into Islay Sahadi Lamar, the Islay Sahadi Lamar. Each one, Yehuda has to aid them, and Shimon has to aid them. Now, if it just goes with that power that belongs to him against Yehuda's to aid them, that wouldn't be enough. Why not? Because v'am rabban arahechi to take the kaima sekum. When you have a tray against tray, the locha is whoever's the muchzik right now gets it. So here, if you let Yehuda come with his error, and he's taking away from Levi with his tuedim, now I'm going to come with my tuedim and say I'm taking away from Yehuda now because I have my tuedim. That would take it away from Levi. I have my tuedim. That won't work because we're two against two, and whoever's holding on to it right now will be getting it. So therefore, he doesn't want to do that. He wants to first disqualify Yehuda's Edom. And then he'll take it up with Levi and he'll win because he has two Edom that belongs to him. The question was, let him use his two Edom that belongs to him against Yehuda just the way he'll use it against Levi. The answer is it won't work because Yehuda has two Edom. It'll be two against two and it'll stay by the status quo and who's holding on to it right now is Yehuda. Therefore, what we need is he wants to disqualify Yehuda's Edom by saying Edom status Shikarim. And then he'll go to Levi, and by Levi, he'll use his two Edom to get it back. And that, what I was saying is, he's a negev adav, because he wants to have it by Levi, so he can go take it away from Levi. So therefore, he can't say Edus with another aid on Yehuda's Edom that they're liars, because he wants to have it by Levi, and he's a negev adav. So what is the two pshat and why he just doesn't take it away from Yehuda straight? One pshat was because he says, Levi's easier for me. And number two is because if he left it that way, it would be two against two and he would not win. Any questions?
What's
the saying that belongs to him? Shimon's Edom saying he's the Marikama, he never sold it.
How is he disqualifying?
Oh, that's not the disqualify. It's disqualifying that Shimon's coming with a different aid to say that Yehuda's aid the apostle. No, 2 days made, no, two days, two separate things. There's two separate things going on. One.
Let him come on one day.
What? He can't say, right, he can't do that. He can't disqualify. He's a negev adava. That's what we're saying. He's a negev adava. The question was, so what do you have to come on to this negev adava thing? Just bring your two aid and that's yours. That was the Maharaj Kasha. Just bring the two aid and that's getting you away from a lady. Just bring those two aid. What if you have to say this yourself and have a whole shot on the negev adava? Don't bring your own aidas. Don't say yourself aidas. Just bring your two aid. So Maharaj says, either Maharaj says because it's easier to deal with Levi or because we're two against two. That's it first. He has to disqualify the aidim. That's the first disqualify the aidim. Then that's the way. And that's the problem of the negev adava. So that's what Gemara explains, the ratio of this brisa. Now, how would you explain the seifa of the brisa lefiza? So I'm going to give you a preview of Gemara here that's coming up because we're continuing the shiur now. How do the seifa? So this is by karka. And said in the same halacha, machaloi paro machay talis. You could say made edus. Now, why is that different? Why is that different? Still shver. Why could you say edus on a paro? It's the same case. You have a case of Reuven stole from Shimon the paro. He sold it to Levi. Now Levi is riding his paro, and Yehuda says it's my paro. So here we say no. He could say edus. Shimon could say edus here on it. Why could Shimon say edus? Because he's not a gay of a dava. Why not? He wants Levi to have it. Shimon wants David to have it, so he can say this on it, maybe. Why heck is disqualified Yehuda's Edom? Question is, the deer says Shimon could say this. How? So the pshat is, the Gemara is going to say, is because when it comes to Metaltan, you have something called Yish Vashina Rishus. If someone steals something from you, Miyayish, and then if it's sold, if the Ganav sells it, then the guy who bought it owns it now. So here, Shimon's not getting it back anyway. Because once Reuven stole it from Shimon and sold it to Levi, there's Yish Shina Rishos, and if it's Yish Shina Rishos, so then it belonged to Levi, and then it doesn't help him when he puts it into Levi's hands, because he can't get it back anyway. So that's what the Pshat and the Reisha and the Sefer. So Meshach Rusalov means because Shimon is counting on the field that Levi has. Einach Rusalov means he's not counting on this parah, he can't get the parah back. But now, the Gemara, that's a good preview next Gemara. Let's see the Gemara inside here. Gemara first kash is, why do we have to say a funny case over here? If you want to bring out this point that he's a negei b'dava, why do you have to say machaloi bayis, machaloi soda? Why do you have to say that? Why do you have to say that? V'lukmav begazlin. Why don't you zetzain begazlin? Which means like this. Say this simple case. Reuven stole a property from Shimon. Reuven stole property from Shimon. And now Yehuda is ma'ara on that property. Why do you have to sell it to Levi? Just have a case. Reuven stole property from Shimon. The Yehuda was Ma'ar. I can't say Edus to possibly Yehuda's Edom. Why? Because I want to have it by Reuven's house. Why do I have to have a case of selling? Why do I have the case that was sold? And let the Brisa say, to say this halacha, let's say, Gozulai Bayis, Gozulai Sada, what if I say Machar? What do you need the second step? Great thing, Marakash, Lukum of a Gazlin, or Belisni Gazlin, that's the Rashbam's Gersam. The Gemara answers, because if it said Gazlin, then you wouldn't be able to say the contrast in the Reish and the Sefer. Let's say this outside. Why not? If the case was a Gazlin, you're right. If Reuven steals from Shimon, and then Yehuda says it's mine, and I want to say, me, Shimon, want to say Edus about Yehuda's Edom, and say they're not good, because I want to get back to Reuven, I'm going to get a Redava. But the same thing is by a Parah also. If Reuven steals a Parah from me, and then Yehuda's Bima'ara in it, then I also want the Parah back by Reuven. And there's no Yish Shina Rishosti. So, afraid the Gemara Kasha, but listen to Gazlin, I can't say that. So, the Goy Bayil, Mr. Seifa, I want to say in the Seifa, Machaloi Paro, Machaloi Talis, the Dafka Machar, the Havla Yish Shinur Shos. It's only possible to say the Seifa, that there's no problem of Edis, only if he sold it where it's Yish and Shinur Shos. Havaloi Machar, but if he didn't sell it, the Hadro Lay, where it goes back to Shimon if he wants it, Loi, you wouldn't be able to say Edus because Shimon gets it back. There's no Yish and Shina Rishos there. If it just goes to Reuven, so then it's just Yish, and he doesn't get that coin it. So Tana Reish Nami Machar. Stifos, the Reish also says a case of Machar. When you have a Reish and a Sefer, it has to be a Machar. The contrast in the Reish, you still can't say Edus because even though Reuven sold to Levi, still Shimon can get it back. Mashen came to Altlin, if Reuven sold that Parah to Levi, you have Yish and Shina Rishos, you wouldn't get it back anyway. Right, the Gemara, it's still negeya that I'm going to get a redava. I want to say Edus that Yehuda, it doesn't belong to Yehuda. You know why? If it doesn't belong to Yehuda, then it means that Reuven stole it and sold it to Levi. So then Reuven owes me money. If Yehuda wins and it belongs to Parah, belongs to Yehuda, so then I'm not getting any money back to Shimon. Why? Because it was never mine. It belongs to Yehuda. But if it's not Yehuda's, and we find out that Reuven stole it and sold to Levi, you're right, I'm not getting my parah back, because Yish and Shinur Shos. But I do get money, so I'm still only gave a dava. If I say it's not Yehuda, I'm going to give a dava that I'm getting it. I'm going to give a dava. But say for now, getting the money back. So what's the case that we're saying he's allowed to say Edus because he's not in a gave a dava? He doesn't have a vested interest. He does have a vested interest there because he's going to lose his money. Mara answers like Tzricha, the Miss Gazlin. Ruvain died. Ruvain died. The Reish Takanal say this. The Reish Takanal say this. And I'll say this Reish because I'm not getting it back. What?
For this reason too.
For this reason also, yeah, he's getting the field back. Even more, yeah, of course. This plus. He's getting the field back, actually. And say. Of course. And here we're saying he's not getting it back, so he doesn't care. Yehuda Levi makes a difference to me because I'm not getting it back. Mara says, it does make a difference to you. Because if it's not Yehuda's, then you stole. And if you stole, so if Reuven stole, then you get any money back. Mara answers, like Tzricha, the Miss Gazlin. Reuven died. And when Reuven dies, his yarshim not chayiv to pay back Gzela. That's none. Hagoyzel machal is banav. Someone steals and then feeds it to his children, or veniach of name leaves it by them. Peturim milashalom. They don't have to pay because and the yarshim don't have to pay for Gazlan. So here we're talking about that he died. If he died, so then he doesn't have to pay any money. If he doesn't have to pay any money, so then lemaisa, there's no reason why he cares if it's Yehuda or Levi's, and therefore he's not a negev adava. Now the Gemara asks, once we're saying that Reuven dies, so if Reuven dies, why do we have to say Reuven sold it to Levi? Just leave it the way it is. Reuven died. And Noah got it? His Yarshim got it. If his Yarshim got it, so we have years of Shinah Rishus right there. Why can't we say now that Reuven stole the parah of Shimon and stole to Levi? He just died. So if it's a karka, and he died and went to the thing, so I'm going to give it over because it's not Yehuda's, I'm going to get the karka back. But if it's a parah, so since Reuven died, it's years of Shinah Rishus because it went to his children, and right there, there's no negev b'dava. But look, come up a yairish, that because yairish in reshus. Talking about hanich lemandi amar reshus yairish lav kushus lekech tami shape. If you hold that reshus yairish is not considered a new reshus, why not? Because bara kara davua, the son is an extension of the father, and it's not considered shin reshus. Then it's good because in that case, by the metalim you're still being negev b'dava. Why negev b'dava? Because I'm going to get it back. If you hold Rishus Yerush is like a new Rishus, so what's Pshat in the Braisa? Why didn't it say, if this is the Pshat, why didn't it say a case of Yerush? Why didn't it say a case of selling? There's not a Kasha on the whole Pshat of Sheshis. Sheshis said a very complicated Pshat in the Braisa. And there's a big problem with it. Mipneshach Ru'usei Olav is a very spherical Lashon. We're saying if I sell a field, which means Reuven, the Ganav, sold to Levi, Shimon can't say this about Yehuda taking it. Why not? Because Achriusala. What does Achriusala mean? Because I have intentions to take it back from Levi. That's what Achriusala. Achrius usually means Achrius on a Meicher. That's usually what it means. The Meicher takes responsibility. It should say Chizeres Levi, not Chizeres Levi and Boyle. It should say Chizeres and not Chizeres. That's what's saying in the Brisa. That by Karka comes back to you. That's why you can't say this. By Metatlim. You could say Eidus by Metatlim. Why? Because it doesn't come back to you. That's what you say. So the bottom line is, Rabbi says, I don't like Rav Sheshis Pshat and his Braisa. For two reasons. First of all, why do you have to say Lekech? Could have said Yairish. And Yairish also knew Rishus. And that's why by Metatlim it won't be a vested interest. And we don't want to say, which man the Yom is like, it's a Raya. It'll be a Raya that you say, not Lav Kishus Lekech. We don't want to do that. And number two is, the Lashon Achri Usalav is very shver. And therefore, right now, Fiyabaya, we're stuck again. What is Pshat in this Braisa that says that if I sell a field, I can't say this. If I sell a parah, I could say this. But what's the case? Rav Sheshis said a whole case, a whole Pshat. But he has a bunch of cash on it. And therefore, we have to explain Pshat in this Braisa. And that's Shem. The next year, we'll continue with the new Pshat in this Braisa.